another one here that wants to testify in Anchorage. Jack, you want to talk about the fiscal impact?
Thank you. For the record, I'm Jack Kreinheder with the Office of Management and Budget. I did want to speak to the substance of the legislation as well as the fiscal impact, if I could briefly. Apologize, I got here a little late. My understanding was no one else from the administration had testified.
That's correct.
Chair. Thanks. The administration does support considering privatization of state functions where appropriate. The question is whether this is a good way to go about it and a cost-effective approach. Looking through the bill and comparing it to the federal legislation, it appears to essentially be a copy of the federal statute. However, we would question whether this process of doing annual lists and wrestling with this question of what is an inherently government function is the best way to go about privatization. Looking on page 2, line 21, where it defines inherently governmental activity, it says essentially an activity that has to be done by a state government employee. Well, who's going to agree on that? You know, I just don't see even people in the administration, much less the legislature, the public, and so on, agreeing on what functions have to be done by state employees. And just as an example, if you look at the legislature's own staff, legislature has employees that do payroll, computer services, building maintenance. You've got your own print shop. In any of those could probably be privatized, but presumably the legislative leadership and executive management have made the decision that those are kind of core essential functions that you prefer to have done by your own employees, either for reasons of timeliness or cost effectiveness, what have you. So trying to reach agreement and spending a lot of time arguing about what is an inherently governmental activity is time that is in our view a questionable investment. A lot of things come to mind. Snow plowing. Sure, we could contract all snow plowing services with the private sector. Is snow plowing an inherently governmental activity? Probably not. But I'm not sure if you'd heard in the avalanche activity on the Seward Highway this winter, DOT did attempt to contract for some private snowplow assistance to come in, and they were able to rent the equipment, but they couldn't find any operators that were willing to risk their lives to get that highway open. So those are some of the factors that come into this. One of the sections that is also of concern here is page 3, line 14, this paragraph 2 talks about functions that are not inherently governmental activities, and I see that this is modeled exactly after very close to the federal statute as well. So apparently the federal sponsor made their own determination from the get-go of what was not governmental activities. And this subparagraph A, gathering information and providing advice, opinions, recommendations to government employees, seems like a very odd one to me. You know, really what that is management, or certainly management and running state government would fall into that category. And one of the previous speakers mentioned legislative staff. What do they do? In large part, they do provide information and recommendations to you all. But I certainly couldn't envision staff being privatized. I guess conceivably you could contract out with non-government employees. But managing and running state government is clearly a governmental function. You can't contract out the management, but there are a number of employees who do, that is a good part of their job, is providing that sort of information and recommendations. The next paragraph, subparagraph B, as I say, is a list of functions that the apparently the federal bill sponsor decided were not government functions, and reading between the lines here, should be privatized. Building security, mail operations, facility operations, motor vehicle fleet management. These are certainly areas that could be looked at, but we would object to saying that, for example, facilities operations and facilities maintenance is not a government function. My view of this is to agree to that, is to say that should be privatized, the state shouldn't own any buildings, or if we own them, we should be contracting for all the operations and maintenance. That's something that would have to be considered on the merits and not just by default by tossing it into this definition. So, again, we're supportive of looking at privatization where it makes sense. Is this a good way to do it? We would question that. With regard to the fiscal impact, I apologize that you didn't get a fiscal note for the bill. I basically goofed on the timing on this. I will get you a fiscal note by this afternoon, say. I think the fiscal note will probably be an asterisk. Doing the list themselves, the time commitment will vary by department. Once the lists are put together, I don't know that they would vary a lot from year to year, so the major time commitment would be the first year. The area that's a little uncertain is this challenge and appeal section, where anybody can challenge and appeal the list. How many of these appeals are there going to be? Hard to say, and that could be fairly time-consuming. So I think we would probably have an asterisk fiscal note on the bill. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Anyone have any questions for
Zach?
Representative Green.
Thank you. Zach, you may have come in a little late because we did ask the sponsor that, and I suppose that would have to be an asterisk because you don't know how many challenges there will be. The question was formed around the concept that OMB would be reviewing the first pass, and then there would be either they wouldn't agree and there could be a problem, or then subsequently somebody else could appeal, and there would be this review. And while you volunteered now to make a fiscal note, are you familiar with what's happening with federal government so that you can be guided as to what the probability of appeals and how strenuous those appeals might be?
Well, I'll certainly take a look at that. However, I'm not sure that the federal experience would necessarily map to ours. I think our circumstances could well be quite different. Just sort of the visibility. I had never heard of this federal act, and I don't know how many of you might have before it came to your attention with this state legislation, but somehow I don't envision a lot of citizens going to petition the federal government about this, whereas at the state level, it's a little more visible. But I'll certainly look at that.
Well, and one of the comments that I wanted to make, and I don't necessarily see this as a privatization so much, except that my understanding of privatization is not outsourcing. I think outsourcing and privatization are two different issues. And so I don't see this as any outsourcing. I might see it as what I call true privatization, in that we might identify some things that we ought not to be doing, that somebody else should pick it up. But most of the time, that would take statutory change to be able to do that, because we've already dictated by statute that we should do this. And so that would it take a cooperation between the administration and the legislature. I see this as opening a real door to that kind of a cooperation between the administration and the legislature. I'm not sure about the language in this bill, and I don't believe I'm going to ask for a motion to move it forward today. We've had a really good discussion on it. But I sure think the thought and theory in this is a really good idea. And I think we need to talk about it some more. I do have one more person on the line that wants to testify, so I appreciate for you coming forward, and we'll talk about this some more. You had to hit the state buildings again on me, because you know that I don't think we ought to be owning any buildings, but I've condescended to understand that I can't make that change, and so therefore I do the best I can with our facility management account. So
thank you.
We can have everybody paying rent anyway. So thank you very much for coming forward, Jack. Andre McLeod in Anchorage.
Yes. Thank you very much for allowing me to testify. My name's Andre McLeod, and I'm speaking as a private resident of Alaska. I noticed that the public has been absent from this discussion. And as a member of the public, I would appreciate any and all efforts to define what my state government provides. This list, the list that would come forth from this bill, would give the public a clue of what's going on. Then we, the public, can make a better informed decision about our role in providing revenues in the form of taxes. Generating discussion is all nice, but our state's fiscal future demands action. We will be asked to pony up and pay taxes in the future. Whatever it takes, please provide us with the most succinct information you possibly can. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Andre, for coming forward with your testimony this morning. And exactly, your statement that you just made, I think we could hear from lots of folks all over the state, including my district. And that's why I think that putting the whole issue on the table in the best and easiest way that the public can understand it should be our goal. Then we can go from there with informed folks, including ourselves and the administration, on how best to deal with these issues. Is there anything else before we go on? Representative Olgan.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Well, I'd like to appreciate the woman that just came and testified and she called for action, and I keep hearing that you support this, but you don't want to move it out. Is that correct?
I think there's some problems with some of the language possibly in here, and I think that that we should probably review it a little more. Representative Hudson?
Sure, on that point, if we review it anymore, it's not going anywhere this year.
Well, I don't think it is anyway, Representative Wogan.
I guess I've wasted enough of my time.
Representative Hudson?
I would just like Marco and Representative Cowdery to take a serious look on page 5 at that B provision in there. I think that if you take that competitive sealed bidding, that whole concept that is above and beyond what's already in the labor contracts, if you take a look at the provision that allows for privatization within the existing labor contracts, and you lifted something similar to that out and embodied it in place of B here, I think you'd find a whole lot less concern from, say, the labor unions themselves. And I would just urge you.
Representative Hudson, are you asking us to put a union contract in our statutes?
Oh, we have the union contract on privatization, and it's simply a series of standards. I think it's already in the A one anyway, for the most part. I believe they're in there. And I guess I'm just saying that as long as that's in there, I'm not going to be terribly interested in this legislation, and I don't think you'll find that the people who represent the lion's share of the employees of the state of Alaska will either. But that's one area where you might find some comity, and there's others as well.
Well, and before we go, I would tell the sponsor that if he's really interested in passing this bill on to finance this year, I mean, this during the session, we can bring it up again on Thursday. We will be meeting on Thursday, and we can work on it in between now and then to see if there's any language that needs to be considered to be changed. So it's up to the sponsor what to do. You're not disappointed that I'm not moving it out today? Okay, thank you very much. I appreciate that. And it's been a good discussion. I'm excited about the idea. I think that no matter whatever we can do to make the general public understand what government is all about, we're all going to benefit from. Because if you enjoy being here and being shot with arrows from the public constantly for what we do, both administration and the legislature, I don't think this is fun. And it seems to me like it'd be a lot better if we had an ability to let the public know just exactly what's happened so they can weigh their decisions based on the same information that we have. And I can tell you that in many cases our information is not fully available. So I think that this would do it. I think it would also, I think the union would feel better if they didn't have to be shot with arrows all the time on these issues. I think, quite frankly, that it might help in that respect as well. So, in any event, I appreciate everybody's participation, and thank you for bringing this bill forward. It was a good experience, and thank you all for testifying, and this meeting is adjourned.